Enlightenment and Revolution. Section 1. Ideas of the Enlightenment.
If you were there. You are a student in the early 1700s. It seems your teacher can pass or fail whomever he wants. You think the teacher should make his decisions about grades based on what a student has learned. You come up with a new idea, testing students so they can prove what they know. You think this idea will improve your grades as well as relations in your school. Will you challenge the teacher's authority?
Building background. In the 1600s and 1700s, people like the student mentioned above began to question sources of authority in society, particularly those of religion and government. They thought that using reason and logic would lead to improvements in society. Their ideas spread quickly in Europe. The Age of Reason. Discoveries made during the Scientific Revolution and on the voyages of discovery led to changes in Europe. A number of scholars were beginning to challenge long-held beliefs about science, religion, and government. These new scholars relied on reason or logical thought instead of religious teachings to explain how the world worked. They believed human reason could be used to achieve three great goals: knowledge, freedom, and happiness, and that achieving these goals would improve society. The use of reason in guiding people's thoughts about philosophy, society, and politics defined a time period called the Enlightenment. Because of its emphasis on the use of reason, the Enlightenment was also known as the Age of Reason. The Enlightenment's roots. The main ideas of the Enlightenment had their roots in other eras. Enlightenment thinkers looked back to the Greeks, Romans, and the history of Christianity. The Renaissance, Reformation, and Scientific Revolution provided ideas also. Greek and Roman philosophers. Enlightenment thinkers used ideas from the ancient Greeks and Romans. Greek philosophers had observed an order and regularity in the natural world. Aristotle, for example, taught that people could use logic to discover new truths. Building on Greek ideas, Roman thinkers developed the concept of natural law, the idea that a law governed how the world operated. With Greek and Roman beliefs as guidelines, Enlightenment thinkers began studying the world in a new way. They applied these beliefs not just to the natural world, but also to the human world of society and government. Christianity. The history of Christianity in Europe provides other clues about ideas that emerged in the Enlightenment. One theologian, Thomas Aquinas, had taught in the Middle Ages that faith paired with reason could explain the world. Although it was indebted to Aquinas, the Enlightenment was mostly a secular or non-religious movement. Enlightenment thinkers disagreed with the church's claims to authority and its intolerance toward non-Christian beliefs. The Renaissance and Reformation. Other reactions to the Christian church in Europe also influenced the ideas of the Enlightenment. For example, some Renaissance thinkers used Greek and Roman ideas to raise questions about established religious beliefs. These Renaissance thinkers were known as humanists. Although most humanists were religious, they focused on human value and achievement rather than the glory of God. Renaissance humanists believed people could improve their world by studying it and changing it. These ideas contributed to the Enlightenment idea of progress, the idea that humans were capable of improving their world. Some Reformation ideas also reappeared during the Enlightenment. Like Martin Luther and other reformers, Enlightenment scholars questioned church authority. They found that religious beliefs didn't always fit in with what they learned from their logical study of the world. The Scientific Revolution. The Scientific Revolution also influenced Enlightenment thinkers. Through experiments, scientists like Newton and Galileo had discovered that the world did not work exactly the way the church explained it. Using scientific methods of study, scientists discovered laws that governed the natural world. Enlightenment thinkers took the idea of natural laws one step further. They believed that natural laws must also govern human society and government. New ideas. Enlightenment thinkers borrowed ideas from history to develop a new worldview. They believed the use of reason could improve society. To achieve this progress, they had to share their ideas with others. French philosophers. French philosophers popularized many Enlightenment ideas. One philosopher, Voltaire, mocked government and religion in his writings. Instead of trusting God to improve human happiness, Voltaire believed humans could improve their own existence. Having gotten in trouble for some of his writings, Voltaire also spoke out against censorship, removal of information considered harmful. He argued, "I may disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." His statement emphasized the Enlightenment goal of freedom of thought. Enlightenment thinkers made an effort to share their thoughts with the public. Philosopher Denis Diderot edited a book called The Encyclopedia. This book included articles by more than 100 experts on science, technology, and history. The French king and the Pope both banned the encyclopedia. In spite of censorship, Enlightenment ideas spread. One important place for the exchange of ideas was the salon, a social gathering held to discuss ideas. Women often hosted the salons. Most Enlightenment thinkers did not view women as equal to men. However, in hosting salons, women could influence opinions. British writers. Women and men also began to publish their ideas in books, pamphlets, and newspaper articles. British writer Mary Wollstonecraft, for example, argued that women should have the same rights as men. Enlightenment thinkers even applied their ideas of freedom and progress to economics. British writer Adam Smith believed economics was governed by natural laws. He argued that governments should not try to control the economy, and that economic growth came when individuals were free to make their own choices. Like many Enlightenment thinkers, his ideas would have a lasting effect. Summary and preview. Scholars during the Enlightenment drew on ideas from previous eras. They proposed ideas about the importance of reason and progress. In the next section, you will learn how the Enlightenment changed ideas about government. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.